this house we're in, but we've learned by revelation the inner man will overcome this house of sin. And as we grow in the word, our voices with praise to him can be heard. You are perfect, you are holy, you are faithful, you are true, and I long to live with you in glory. And when I look at you, I see you. Thank you.
Let's just get to our Lord in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we count it a privilege to be able to stand here and, Lord, declare that you are alive and well today.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the message of the hour that you've given us. That Father, we know truth. And Lord, we're no longer walking in darkness, wondering, Lord, what is truth? But Lord, we have it. Father, I just ask, Lord, you'll bless this congregation tonight. Lord, bless this precious pastor. And Lord, you help us, Lord, just to step out of the way, Father, that you can come and take this service. Father, you know the things that you've laid upon my heart. And Lord, I just want to be a willing vessel tonight, Lord, that you can use. Help me, Lord, to yield to thee. Lord, we want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Appreciate the invitation to come and be with you tonight. Send greetings from the little church there in Galena. Been married to our pastor. Appreciate Brother Tony inviting us out. Kind of got to know him here a little while back, and just a precious, precious brother. And to be honest, just even for service, kind of just awestruck, kind of what God has done or he's doing. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you would, tonight, turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 15. I'm not much of a singer, so I guess you can kind of figure that out too. I do count it a privilege to be able to speak to you. To me, any time that we can stand before the bride of Christ is a privilege. I think that we're, to be honest, I think that we're top of the hill. I believe the city is just in sight.
Amen.
I see, thank God, doing things.
Yeah.
And revealing things that are just beyond comprehension almost.
Amen.
To be honest, at times it takes my breath when he begins to show me things. Truly unworthy, but his grace is sufficient. Here in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, for I am thy shield, and thy exceedingly great reward. May the Lord ask blessing you to be seated. We realize that this is after God has told Abram to go walk what he's given him. In chapter 14, if you remember, he's standing there and God, Lot had finally separated himself, just like you and I. We've got to really, if we want the promises of God to come to pass, we need to separate ourselves
Amen.
From the things of the world.
Amen.
Amen. And I know that we live in Satan's Eden. We rub shoulders with it every day.
Yeah.
But by the grace of God, he's given us a way that we can overcome.
Amen.
Remember what Brother Bram said? He said, the bride hath made herself ready. And we realize, brother and sister, that it's a journey that we've entered into. There's even one place in Brother Brown's early ministry, he made a statement. He said that the bride will begin to call for the rapture.
Yeah.
And I think that as we look around, we see the wickedness of the world. I realize that we're back to a Sodom and Gomorrah condition, back to the days as it was in the days of Noah. We see those things going on.
Yeah.
So, brother and sister, we're realizing we've got a promise tonight. We've got a promise that God has given us. If we would kind of read on here, just a few more verses here in chapter 15. We find that, and Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Ebenezer of Damascus, forgive me. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou able to number them. And he said unto them, so shall thy seed be. Brother and sister, we realize that Brother Bram kind of broke that down for us a little bit. We know that he was talking about his natural seed, but when he told him to look towards the heavens,
right,
we realized he was talking about his spiritual seed, which right, you and I are the spiritual seed
right,
of Abraham tonight. Yeah. So we find out that God had given him a promise. He'd given them a promise that he was going to give them a son, that was going to be his heir. We find here in Genesis 17:1, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Brothers and sisters, so we know that God is bringing that promise to pass that he had promised Abram,
right,
knowing that he changed his name to Abraham, for he is the father of many nations. So brother, sister, and that's on the natural side, but on the spiritual side, understand that God is also fulfilling the promise that he had made.
Yeah.
Amen. We realize that as we look back in the Old Testament, we can see how that man failed, because he failed, that he caused a separation between man and God. And so now we find that man has never been able to, amen, come in contact with God again. As we look, we can kind of go on into Exodus a little bit there, where Moses, amen, is now on the scene, and he's been exiled from Egypt because he tried to really deliver the people by his own abilities. And we realize that God doesn't really need our abilities.
Right.
We know that probably one of the biggest things that we fight tonight, or I fight, is thinking things that I can do, uh-huh, when it's not really about me, it's about him.
That's right.
God wants me to get out of the way so that he can use me. He wants you to get out of the way so he can use you.
Right.
The problem is that we keep putting our hands in it saying, well, God, you need some help. Or God, you, listen, God, he's been God for a long time. He's good at it. He knows what he's doing. But he needs you and I to be able to step aside and let him have complete control.
Yes.
And therein lies the fight that we have tonight. Amen. We understand that this flesh is a cucumber. We know that we have our own thoughts. We know that we want to press forward and we're trying to make something move. But remember that your timing is not God's timing. God's timing is always perfect. And he's looking for you and I to be able to finally get to that place where we separate ourselves from everything in the world,
right,
from all those things that hinder us,
right,
and yield ourselves to him so that he can come and be God in us.
Yes.
You realize that Brother Brown will tell us, he said, that is the bride coming of Christ.
Right.
Brother, sister, it is you that has been spoken of. It's you from the beginning.
Yeah.
That God has been trying to work to. He's trying to get to a place where that he, amen, brings us to the marriage supper of the Lamb. So we find that in that process here in Exodus 3:13, Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? And I like to take that little title tonight, if I may, his name. So we find that he's standing there, Moses on the backside of the desert. God, amen, had a bush that was on fire. Really, what it was the supernatural.
Yeah.
We understand that supernatural is really, I don't mean it's a bait. You understand that sometimes that God will put something out there to catch your attention,
uh-huh,
amen, to get you focused back on him. And he done the same thing with Moses.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Moses is standing there, and God, amen, told him what he was going to make him to do. And of course, Moses, like the rest of us, he tried to make excuses.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I've made more excuses than anyone else about tell the Lord why I don't maybe need to do something that he wants me to do.
Right.
But God really wants to tell me just to shut up and do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. You ever get that way where you think that you're talking to God and trying to tell him what to do when he's God and he knows what he's doing?
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's some hard lessons sometimes.
Yeah.
So we find out here in 3:14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Amen. So now we find out that he says, I'm present. I'm always present.
Right.
One of the things that we find, brother, sister, that we always look at what God's done.
Yeah.
We always say, well, God done this and God has done that.
Yeah.
And we put a God in the past. Then we'll say, well, God's going to do this, and when he does that.
Yeah.
And then we put him in the future. But brother, sister, we've got to understand where he's at today.
Yeah.
And not just in word form. I don't want to be up here and try to preach you a sermon or flowery words, but I want to bring us into the presence of a living God.
Amen.
Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I'm a Lord thy God, and I change not. He's just waiting for you and I to believe what he said. We realize, brother, sister, that God can do nothing but speak truth.
Amen.
Amen. And let me just hold up on this word truth. Truth, amen, you never have to remember it. You don't have to change it. You don't have to make it up. It is an absolute truth. And the word of God tonight, forever, to yesterday, tomorrow, it will always be truth.
Yeah.
It will do exactly what he said it would do. It's all powerful.
Yeah.
Amen. It's majestic. It'll do things that our mind can't comprehend. God's not asking us to understand him.
Uh-huh.
He's asking us to believe what he said.
That's right.
Amen. He said, let there be light.
Yes.
There was.
Amen.
He said, a virgin shall conceive. She did.
Right.
He interprets his own word. He don't need you and I. And then here's where we get into traditions. We'll get traditions saying, well, I think. You don't need to think. You just need to say, do what he said.
That's right.
Amen. He said, by my stripes you're healed. Simply believe it.
That's right.
Yeah. That's some of the hardest things is simply believing something.
Yes.
We're human.
Right.
Amen. I remember a young lady one time that used to go to church with in North Carolina, and she had a wayward son, and she's like any parent. She prayed for him, and God protected, God keep your hand on him. She was being a parent, amen, like the rest of us, and that couldn't necessarily fault her, but she said she had a dream one night where God come into her dream, and they said, Naomi, so take your hands off him because I can't touch him.
Uh-huh.
She had actually been praying for protection, and God said, take your hands off and let me have him, and I'll take care of him.
Right.
Amen. So we, of course, we live out in Missouri, and so we went back for about 3 months later, and she came right up to me, Brother Tim, Brother, she's so excited.
Yeah.
Amen. You get excited when you see God moving, and she told me that she'd given her son, she actually went to him and said, I'm going to quit praying, God protect you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn you over to a living God. He's God.
Right.
And, of course, her son is like a kind of any other young boy. They liked guns, and he was with his grandpa, and they had this long road beside where his grandpa lived, and just kind of out in the woods, and he was shooting his rifle and sighting it in, and his grandpa up on the porch listening to him, and he said all of a sudden the rifle went quiet, and it stayed quiet. Now, his grandpa was like the rest of us. He got up. There's something wrong. He went running down through there. When he got down that dirt road, he looked down there at it. And that boy's on his knees with his hands in the air getting his work to go.
Amen.
God don't need your help.
That's right.
He needs you to believe him.
Yes.
This is a generation of people that will believe every word.
That's right.
By believing every word, Brother Ram in the church ages, he told us that when she knows what she is, that she can do the greater works, I'm paraphrasing, she will be an invincible army.
Right.
What she is, the bride coming of Christ.
Yeah.
So we find out Isaiah, again prophesying that remember we're looking at the spiritual seed tonight. Amen. His name. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. We go away to Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Yes. Brother, sister, it's the first time that God now has named himself. You understand that God is an object of worship.
Yeah.
Amen. He was a spirit being. How do we know that? We go all the way back to the beginning and see that he made man in his own image. When he created man in a spirit being. Amen. Then you come back later and formed him a body and breathed into him the breath of life. Now we find out that flesh now has, or that spirit now has a flesh that it's in.
Right.
It's the same thing today, brother, sister. We are owners of this flesh, or we're borrowing it for a little bit.
Right.
An example is if I asked you to show me your hand, you could raise your hand, you know, show me your foot, show me, amen, your fingers, whatever it is. But you understand, you're showing me an ownership. I don't see you. But you show me what you're living in.
Right.
How do I know that? Because you can tell that body not to eat. You can tell it to walk. You can tell it to jump. You can, and the body, amen, yields to your command.
That's right.
Amen. But there'll be a day that you lay that body down.
Yep.
Amen. And the real you, Brother Bam said, we've never really seen one another.
Uh-huh.
I see the vessels that you're in, but I've never seen you. And you've never really seen me. So realize, brothers and sisters, that where he now has named himself. He now has a body that he's in that we can recognize him. You understand? God wouldn't even God in the beginning because there was nothing to worship him. And God is an object of worship. So now we the people today still worship and call him God. You know that's the reason that people get so upset when you mention the name of Jesus? Even our governments today, they'll allow people to come in and pray, but you cannot pray in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Did you know that? I read here a while back that they invited a minister to come and preach. Of course, they give him the rules. You've got to do this and you've got to do that. You want to be all inclusive. You don't want to push anybody out. Listen, brothers and sisters, only by the name of Jesus, amen, can you get saved. Only by his name can you get healed. There is no name under heaven whereby, brothers and sisters, we can be saved except for the name of Jesus. And that's why Satan comes against that name so strong. So he got up and he prayed a prayer. I actually had read it. In the end, he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we pray this. And he sat down, the man got up and disavowed his prayer. I don't know how you do that, but he got up and apologized to the people because he had mentioned the name of Jesus. We think, brothers and sisters, this is far off, but this is today.
Right.
Even as we look at the Roman Catholicism today, and they got a new pope, and we've been taught, amen, that that's the seed of the devil, that our serpent, the 666, all the things you want to look at, it's the beast that one day will be incarnate.
Right.
But you realize, brothers and sisters, that they, when they address him, they address him as Holy Father. In my Bible, the only one that was ever called Holy Father was the Lord, or was God.
Yeah.
You understand? They're trying to get you away from the name.
Right.
Amen. So we find that she brought forth the Son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which interpreted is God with us.
Right.
Amen. I like that.
Yeah.
We know who God is.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know much about your backgrounds. I know a little bit about Brother Tony's, but as far as myself, I grew up, amen, not in the message. I wasn't one of them that was privileged enough to be able to grow up in this and know that, amen, that there's a living God and that what he says is true and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Things that I think that we've got accustomed to and that we take for granted. I never knew any of that.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Kind of walked into a Methodist church the first time when I was 17 and met my young wife right there. And she kind of, we was kind of sitting around one day and I said, hey, let's go to your church. And she's like, why? You understand? She was probably looking at me like, hey, this is my out. And all of a sudden, I come in and say, hey, let's go to your church.
Yeah.
Brother, sister, I'm here to tell you that I was an eagle in the barnyard.
Amen.
I appreciate God's grace so much. Walked in there, didn't know I was looking for God. I thought I knew who God was. And I found out I had no idea what he was. I remember as a child looking up and at the stars at night and trying to see all them planets and trying to think, where did I come from? And all these things. I don't know if you ever done that, but I was one of those children that would lay back and I would get overwhelmed just by looking up to the heavens and understanding my, even then I knew I couldn't comprehend, amen, the galaxies and the worlds and the things that are out there. But I was, even then I was questioning God, where did I go? There's something inside of me that I wanted to know. I knew that I'd come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Amen. I knew I'd come from somewhere. Yeah. And thank God I know where I'm going.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. Walked in a little mess of church, and the pastor, he never backed up on the dime on anything. He just started preaching, I guess, serpent seed, everything he could think of. And I'm sitting there, and I never heard of those kind of things. And I walk out of there, and I'm beside myself, excited.
Yeah.
Why? Because I finally, amen, had the answers. talking about.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Why do we have even? There's so many questions that I didn't even know I had when God was answering them.
Yeah.
Amen. I went back to her mom and dad's house and her dad and another brother. I sat down for hours saying, what did he say about this? What did he say about this? And brother says, I was convinced. Amen, that I had finally found the truth.
Yeah.
I'm convinced tonight that I've got the same truth.
Yeah.
And God's just bringing me to it in a greater light.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the changing of a body.
Yeah.
I'm looking, amen, to be able to step from here to glory.
Yeah.
As the prophet said, I'm ready to be changed in my atoms.
Yeah.
This world's not my home.
No.
Right. Amen.
I don't want it. Amen. His grace is sufficient.
Amen.
And why would you choose someone that didn't even deserve it? Brother, sister, I see predestination. I see foreknowledge. Because I can tell you from a fact, I think I'm preaching saints tonight. But I can tell you that not one of us worthy. Only by grace are you saved.
That's it.
Yeah.
By grace is the only way that we're going to make it in.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm under no illusion. There's nothing within me that thinks, well, if I do this or if I do that. You know, I went down to Texas one time and I helped them build 100 houses for Habitat Humanity. One of the most logistical nightmares you've ever seen to build 100 houses in a week. They had buses going, all this stuff, and there's people down there patting themselves on the back and companies giving hundreds of thousands of dollars of material to get these people in homes. And I never one time thought, well, this will make me eligible. I thank God for grace.
Amen.
I thank him that he chose me.
Yeah.
When he really could have chosen anybody he wanted to, he chose me.
Right.
Amen. Here in Luke 131, we find that it's another example of Mary, and said, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Amen. Call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. And then Mary, like the rest of us standing there, if it had been one of us, she said unto angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Amen. How many had the Holy Ghost come upon you?
Amen.
Amen. And the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And then, amen, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is 6 months with her, which is barren. Amen. What was God doing? He said, for with God nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
And I like this part here. Listen, Brother Bam would tell us, he said that everybody has an opportunity.
Yep.
Amen. God presented, even when we look back into the Garden of Eden, Cain had an opportunity to worship God.
Yep.
Amen. He was standing there. He had it lifted in from Adam, from Eve, that what it was like to walk in the garden with God.
Yep.
And yet he would stand there and God say, Cain, if you'll worship with a revelation. Amen. Remember, he brought the fruits of the field and beautiful altar and all the, you know, God's not impressed by beauty.
Right.
God's impressed by character.
That's right.
Right.
He's impressed by revelation.
Amen.
And we find out that he told Cain, he said, if you'll go like your brother here and worship with the understanding. Amen. Understand that the sin lay in the blood. It wasn't some kind of fruit somewhere. Amen. It takes a blood sacrifice.
Yes.
And you think about this. God speaking lip to ear to him.
That's right.
That's right.
And he turned and walked away from it.
Yeah.
tonight, I keep fanning it. God standing there and saying, Tim, go do this, and I accept you.
Yeah.
Am I human as I'd run to it.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Hey, anything to be in your presence,
yeah.
I'll do it, whatever you want.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
But he turned from it, and by that road, sister, he there's no way he could ever find his way back. The reason there was nothing inside of him to quicken.
Yeah.
But Mary said, behold the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.
Yes.
Amen. And the angel departed from her. Brothers and sisters, I think that was the most astounding thing. We've got to do the same thing. When God comes to us and the Holy Spirit falls on us, and we have an unction to do something.
Yes, sir.
But since I believe we've got to learn to yield to that.
That's right.
And if we'll yield to that, I think you'll see God move in a way that you've never seen Him move. The problem is we're not willing to yield to the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But only by the Holy Spirit will you ever know Him.
That's right.
You'll never know Him in the flesh. The only way you'll know Him is by the Holy Spirit. But it's the very thing that we kind of push away. And well, we say, well, I wouldn't be like Cain. I wouldn't do that for us. And many times we do it, we'll see the Spirit of God moving us. And we'll say, well, not right now. Or someone might see it.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't care what someone else sees.
Right.
Amen. You didn't die for me, but He did.
Yeah.
If He asked me to do this, I would do
yes.
it.
Amen.
Amen. Remember, why didn't Cain do it? Lord, whatever it is, I want to do it. I remember in Malmedon, and most of you know Brother Eric Reed and Sister Debbie, his wife, precious people, and she was sitting there, and I was back in the back running the sound that day, and the morning service was a move of God, when you're in the back, you just kind of relax, and you don't worry about anybody, so you just enjoy yourself, and the Spirit was really moving well, and I know that she had some pain in her, I think her knee. But the next, she didn't do anything, and the next service, and you can tell it kind of bothered a little bit. And the next service, we sang the same song again. Sometimes we think, the song leaders think, I sing these same songs all over and over. There's a reason.
Yes.
There's a reason you're doing that.
Yeah.
God has perfect timing.
That's right.
That morning when that song was being sung, God had moved on her to get up.
Amen.
And start walking. Remember I said that God told Abram, He said, go walk north, south, east, and west. Basically, wherever your footsteps are, that's a possession to you.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes God wants us to walk.
That's right. Amen. I believe it.
That song come on again. Sister Debbie got up, and I mean, she was hurting. You could tell she's hurting. She's somewhere in one of these seats, and of course I'm back there, and I'll watch her, and I start praying, you know, God help her. You know, I want somebody praying for me. When you see me struggling, pray for me.
Yes.
And I watched her, and as she was walking, she just started a Jericho walk. Mm-hmm. And by the time she started, amen, every step she took, that pain got a little less.
Amen.
She kept walking. She didn't care what somebody else thought.
Come on.
She didn't care what someone else seen.
Uh-huh.
It ain't about me.
No.
It's about doing what God told us to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He's given us an opportunity if we'll yield ourselves to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Anything is possible.
Amen.
Anything is possible. But you've got to want it.
That's right.
Amen.
She wanted healing.
Yeah.
And I watched that young lady, she came around it. By the time she made it around the first time, she was walking like me.
Amen!
Amen. What was it? She listened!
Yes.
Amen! She yielded to the movement of the Spirit,
yes.
And God gave her a heart's desire!
Amen.
I want that!
Amen.
She told me later, she said that morning she knew God asked her to do that,
uh-huh.
And she didn't. I don't remember. She told me she was worried about what someone would say, but she just didn't.
Uh-huh.
And she was sitting there praying, God, if you'll let him sing that song one more time,
yep.
I'll listen to you.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the song leader changed the song to that song that she was praying about. And here she comes, and God, the youth meetings. You ever go to youth meetings? And you know what I like? Is there's young people there who realize they can praise God.
Yes. Amen.
Is a sight to see.
Yes.
And I, there's mixed emotions on. I'm not getting into politics and that stuff. But I, just my personal experience. How's that?
Yeah.
I'm standing there and down at Louisiana camp, and I'm years ago, and I didn't know they had a camp. They've been having years. I didn't know it. We were so backwards there that we never knew that they were. We thought it was about the only 2-3 churches in the world. We never really got out and done nothing. And, but yeah, we're down there, and there's about, 600, 700, 800 young people, and all older young people had sitting in the back. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, you began to see the Spirit moving, and it'll sweep down through our audience. And it's like a wave.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, amen, those that are reserved, and they, you know, young people worry about what somebody else thinks about them. Mm-hmm. That social media is a Satan.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it is. And they worry about, and that reputation can be ruined in a few minutes, and things that, but anyhow, all of a sudden they realize that there's a living God, and they feel him come down, and you'll see him start rising to their feet.
Yes.
Amen. And you'll see it literally is like a wave. And you'll see they stand up, and they stand up, and they stand up, and they stand up, and they begin to scream, and it's begin to shout. And you'll see the Spirit of God drop down, and you'll see them be delivered from the demons that have been chasing them.
Amen.
Some of them their whole life, some of them for generations.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, spirits follow families.
That's right.
It don't mean he's going to keep following you.
No, they don't.
Amen. It's time to fight back.
Amen.
Remember, Russ says, I might be born. Amen. As you see me, as Brother Russ out and out, he found out one day, he's not the son of Charles and Ella Branham. He said, there was another way in Branham down inside. Russ says, that's where we are.
Yes.
I don't have to yield to what I was born with.
That's right.
My wife, bless her heart. We were down there in Salem, and for some reason in that area, there's a lot of Graves' disease. And several sisters in the church had Graves' disease. And matter of fact, Sister Roberta Miller, if you don't know her, she got a tremendous testimony. I think they even called the family in, but God delivered her up. Anyhow, we're down there, and my wife starts having something funny going on, and we go to the doctor, and they do a blood test. Guess what they said she had? Graves' disease. She laughed at it. She knew. She recognized the devil.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. I like that thing Brother Jewel used to say. He said, I got a box of rattlesnakes. Who wants it? Think about that.
Uh-huh.
A box of rattlesnakes. You got Graves' disease, or you got this, or you got that. What are you going to do with that? It's yours. I can even write your name on it. Six. It sounds simple, don't it?
Right.
But we make it complicated because we live in a world where we're controlled by senses.
Come on.
They got a game out called virtual reality. Anybody ever do that? Anybody? Just raise your hands. I ain't going to judge you. I've done it. Virtual reality. If you put on these goggles and these ear things, am I right so far?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everything you see and you hear is another world. Mm-hmm. I'm standing here. They got these sensors that go around. My son bought one of them. And they had a little thing called a plank. Anybody do the plank? Ooh. The plank is, now you got these things in your hands, and you can see your hands in these. In this glasses. When I say your hands, it shows the sticks that you're holding. Mm-hmm. So in this world, now I'm standing here. I'm standing. I know where I'm standing. He's got his bedroom set up. I'm standing on a wooden floor. I know I'm standing in his house. I put these gargles on, and all of a sudden, I'm in a big city. Cars coming by, birds, the noises of the city. I mean, it's got two of my senses, sight and hearing. Mm-hmm. Think about this. two sentences. I know where I'm standing. And all of a sudden, I got these on and I can walk. When I walk with virtual realities, I can walk down this aisle. This in virtual reality, they'll show you a room like this and you can walk down it. And I can reach out with that hand thing and touch something. So I've got these glasses on and I'm now at a big old apartment building and I turn around and there's an elevator there. So I walk inside the elevator. Again, when I move my head, I see where I'm looking at. I can do it 180, I can look up, see the sky, all these different things. And so I reach in there and I step inside the elevator and I hit plank. It's four or five buttons, you can do whatever you want. I hit plank. All of a sudden the elevator doors close and it goes up. I hear the elevator. The elevator's got just enough crack in the door you can see the lights from the floors. Right? And I'll be honest, you think you're going up. And all of a sudden this thing gets to about the 50th floor, and maybe it's not that high. 50th floor, and it opens up. And all of a sudden there's a bird coming. And there's a wooden plank. And the object is to walk that wooden plank. Now, I'm standing in his room. But because it's got my senses, only two of them, sight and hearing, there's not anyone I've ever seen do this that didn't say, right. And I remember Brother Forrest Farmer. You guys know Brother Forrest Farmer?
Yeah.
Brother Forrest tried that. And I watched Brother Forrest say, this is a 10-foot plank. I understood because it had two of the senses.
Yes.
The truth was, I was standing in a room with a pair of glasses on and earbuds in.
That's right. Amen.
But because it had my two senses, you had to overcome by faith to know that that's a lie.
Amen.
Right. Now, I challenge you, if somebody's got that somewhere, go walk a plank. I don't think Brother Forrest ever made it out. I'm not making Brother Forrest. I seen these young kids who thought they were all big and brave do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, we had a couple young brothers down there and they were agging each other on. They put it on and one of them boys stepped out like he knew what he was doing. Now let me tell you something else about this game. If you step off, you fall. You literally, your glasses look like you're falling down the side of this building. It has every, the wind, it looks real.
Yeah.
So, of course, they egg my one in and he says, okay, I have to do this. Being a man, you know, that's why we don't live as long as women do. But, watch this. Yeah. So there he is, and of course, he bravely takes a step, and he's still quite scared. You know, one of them boys push him. You think you can fake it?
Yeah.
It was a small room, and he was trying to climb the walls because he was falling. You've got to know the greater truth.
That's right.
Yeah.
The truth is the Word of God.
That's right.
Anything else is a lie.
That's right.
But because we let our senses dictate to us, we'll believe the senses over the faith.
Right.
Brother Branham says, anything that denies the faith is a lie.
Yeah, that's right.
So if we take that one statement and we look at the Word of God, where it said, by my stripes you were healed, there is nothing that you've got to take.
That's right.
There's not a box of rattlesnakes.
That's right.
Go back to her and then tell me she had Graves' disease. Well, I kind of started looking it up. I thought, man, she does have these symptoms. You know, and I never really associated with those other ladies having them. But she kind of laughed at it. She was, that's a lie. She knew what Satan was trying to do.
Yeah.
So we go to the doctor. And I'm sitting there, and they make her swallow this pill that she can't touch, but she can swallow it. Mm-hmm. Which, you you've got to explain that one to me because I can't explain that.
Yeah.
And it goes in and they check your thyroid with it, and I guess it blows and shows how much damage or how advanced it is and all that stuff. And they got her in this thing that I guess spins around, and this guy's behind a big old lid thing back there while he's watching it. And I'm thinking, you know, something's wrong here. But so anyhow, he finishes test up, and I'm like, well, what do you see? He said, I don't see nothing. I don't know what it is. Now, before that, even that day, the doctor's calling and said, you need to get to Springfield right now. Springfield is set up for this. You've got to get into Springfield right now.
Yeah.
And she said, don't sleep while I wait for another test. She said, ma'am, your blood test confirmed it. You do have Graves' disease. She said, well, let's just wait for another test. Remember, this is the truth.
Right.
This is an absolute truth.
Yes.
Anything other than this is a lie.
That's right.
We've got a prophet that told us that you don't have to accept anything. Give it back to him. Even if you see the symptoms.
That's right.
Because the symptoms are lying to you.
Yeah.
Lying symptoms. How many have heard a prophet talking about lying symptoms?
Yeah, that's right.
So he says, well, I gotta send this to the doctor, and the doctor's gotta review it and everything. And of course, we go back to the doctor the next day or day after, and a real good Christian doctor, you know, her name's Barbie Fulton. I'll tell you who she is. And we're sitting there, and we're sitting there in the room for probably 20 minutes waiting on her to come in. And finally, she comes in, and she's kind of has those papers, and she looks at it, and she said, Miss Barbie, said, I don't know what to tell you, said, but you ain't got Graves' disease.
Amen.
That's
right.
Amen. I said, sis. I said, we believe in the power of prayer.
Amen.
We believe God's a healer.
Amen.
And she looked at me, she said, you're right. I said, he is. She said, the doctor said, I always try to treat symptoms, but she said, God is a healer.
Yeah.
And right. You don't have Graves' disease.
Amen.
Brother, sister, it's according to what you believe.
That's
right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Remember, your senses will lie.
Yeah.
That's right.
But because of you, because it's got your senses, you'll take your senses as being the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like that virtue, I knew I was standing in his room.
Yeah.
Right.
But even me, his daddy, standing in his room, because it had a hold of my senses, I didn't just run out there neither.
Mm-hmm.
There was no running out because it had my senses. But the truth was that it could not hurt me.
Yeah,
right.
Now, I'm going to tell you this also. I've done the game several times. I got to where I could block that out of my mind. When them doors opened up, I could walk out. I could step off and fall. And I was all right.
Amen.
Because I had trained myself to believe the truth instead of the lie.
Amen.
Brother Graham, and if I text you, I contact you, forgive me, I don't mean to do this. But when he talked about Moses and Elijah, the two prophets, he said how they ever do that, he said they've done it before.
Right.
They controlled all that. Even Brother Branham, you know, Brother Branham made a statement. Either the church agents or seals, one of them, he said, they're talking about squirrels. He says it's happened 6 different times. You know, brother, sister, God puts us through this to show us that we can believe the truth.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
His word is truth.
Yeah.
But it's us that struggle with truth because of the vessels that we live in. Even though we control the vessels, you can tell them to sit down, I can tell them to sit down, I can tell them to close my eyes and raise my hand, it'll do whatever I tell it to do.
Yeah.
Because it's a vessel that I'm in.
Right.
But it's really me that's controlling it.
Yeah.
Brother, sister, God is bringing us to a place of a greater truth.
Yes.
And I say it's greater, but it's just truth.
Yes.
Because God can't lie.
Right.
It's an absolute.
Yeah.
You understand? This is an absolute.
Yes.
Which means whatever God said is truth.
Yeah.
Anything else is a lie.
Right.
That was all free. That's kind of fall creek sometimes until I come to it. But brother, sister, believing is without seeing. So you understand that we talk about Christ. And they're even trying to change our, which I think they kind of got done now. When I was in school, it was always A.D. or B.C. and A.D. Before Christ and after Christ, after death. Everybody know that A.D.
Yeah.
B.C. Okay. Right. Now it's called B.C.E., before common era. They're trying to take Christ out of everything.
Right.
They're not even willing to go back and acknowledge when we started changing our years.
Yeah.
Everything comes against that name.
Yes. Right.
But now we have the name. We know who God is. And I don't mean that we didn't know, but now we know who our sacrifice is. Because without that sacrifice, there is no being able to come into the presence of God. You've got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've got to accept Him as your healer. You've got to recognize that He died for your sins. I didn't know if there's a picture of Christ in here or not. But there's something that I like. When you know that when you go to ask for forgiveness. Now we're a human, so when I go to God and say, God, I failed. Confession of your soul, right? I'm one of these guys that no matter where I'm at, if it's a 65, somebody's doing 45 in front of me. And so I'm a 65-ish guy. I got more issues around here, too. So here I am, the speed limit's 65, and they're doing 45, and I'm like this. I'm always... So a lot of times I got to say, God, forgive me. That's, you know, a black dog, white dog, I've always been that way. I don't make it right. I'm saying something in my flesh.
Sure.
And we're always, Brother Sam, we're always in a hurry, but we're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when I go and I go to God and I say, God, would you forgive me? And I'll tell you, the first thing that comes to my mind is that you knew what speed limit was. Or you knew, you know, and I kept saying, I'm not worthy to even receive forgiveness. But because of the name of Jesus, we've been taught that when we go before God and say, Father, will you forgive me? He doesn't even look at me. He looks at my sacrifice. Next time that you bow down and you say, Lord, forgive me, you understand that even though you're before the King of Kings, asking for forgiveness, He's not judging you to see if you're worthy. He's
right.
Judging your sacrifice
Amen.
To see if it's worthy.
Amen.
You have a right to approach the throne of grace
Amen.
To ask for anything. Remember, the Bible even says that He'll give us the desires of our heart. The desires. We keep saying, God, supply my needs. He said, I'll even give you the desires. Brother, sister, we're living below a privilege.
Yeah.
But now we've come to a place where that His name shall be called Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If we can just accept that name,
yes.
If we can accept what God's given us, the sacrifice, if we can receive the truth, the absolute truth, this is a virtual reality we live in. But Brother Branham told us that the unseen is greater than the seen.
Right.
There's forces out here that in the unseen world and I'm sure you've done this, wouldn't be walking through Walmart and all of a sudden somebody all passes and it'll stop us almost. We've got to look back and we can see a spirit surrounds, amen, or someone's troubled. Why? Because that unseen is so much greater. The unseen, another probably one of the best examples of the unseen is love. Amen. Give me a handful of love. You can't do it, but it's a Brother Bram, I think, said, call it the most powerful weapon or powerful force, one of the most powerful forces in the universe. Love constrained Christ to stay on the cross.
That's right.
It's the unseen that's greater than the seen. So when you're come through life and Satan's buffing you and trying to tell you not worthy or trying to get you to a place where you don't want to believe the word, but I said, remember, he's greater than that. It's not about if you're worthy, it's
right.
If he's worthy.
Yeah.
But we now know his name is called Jesus. Yeah. And through that name, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Why? Because now we have the sacrifice. Just like Cain and Abel, going all the way back to that, they were trying to find a way to get back to the garden.
Yeah.
Amen. Cain thought it was fruits of the field and that God would love something beautiful. But Abel knew that it was blood, and it took blood, and we finally got blood that now we can go back, and you and I can go on down the road, we can talk, live here with God. He'll settle down with us and just begin to commune with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need to come to church to find God. God can be anywhere, anytime. You just need to call him on the scene. Remember, Brother Wagner said he always goes to where he's invited.
That's right.
I can tell you from my own experience sitting in my own living room at my kitchen table just talking about God, that the Spirit of God has dropped down and
yes.
Tongues come forth and miracles happen and they're slain, brothers, in my home.
Amen.
Just simply talking about God.
Amen.
If you want more of God, invite him more.
That's right.
And brothers and sisters, we shouldn't stop just at the doorway and say, God, you're inviting my home, but don't leave that spot. Brothers, we need to bring him in and say, God, I got a trouble in this closet
yes.
or this drawer, whatever it is. Father, I need you to help me right here.
Yes.
Invite him to come. And brother, sister, he's God.
Yes.
Brother Adam said, there wasn't an answer. He can create an answer because he's a created God.
Amen.
But now we realize his name shall be called Jesus.
Amen.
Have you accepted that name today?
Amen.
All things are possible. Through that name.
Amen.
Amen. Here in John 20:29, and I'll close with this. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, this is after he's written, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Amen. You love him tonight.
Amen.
Would you stand? Come to music. Heavenly Father, Lord, as I was telling Brother Tony, that Lord, I really was going to go a different direction tonight, but Lord, you put that thought in my heart at the name of Jesus, or his name shall be called Jesus. Father, I pray it went to its intended purpose.
Yes.
Father, my will is to yield myself to thee, even when I don't understand. And Lord, I've done what you've asked. Now, Lord, it's in their hands. Father, if there's any who don't know you tonight, or maybe in the depth that you want to know them, Lord, may they reach out and grab a hold of you. Father, may they cry out that they want more of thee and stay there, Lord, until they receive what they've asked for.
Yes.
Father, if there's any sick, Lord, you are the healer tonight. Lord, according to your word that we were healed before the foundation of the world, that's when Christ, Lord, was crucified. Father, any discouraged, Lord, you are an encourager tonight.
Yes.
Lord, any that may be going through stressful situations in their lives, Father, thou knowest, Lord, we've gone through a lot of those. Father, but we lay everything at your feet. For Father, your word said that you never leave us, you never forsake us. Father, what can Satan do with that when you're always there? So, Father, we yield this time, Lord, this service to thee. Lord, may it go to its intended purpose. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Where have you got your heart to?
tonight. Man, so much truth I say from time to time. There's enough spoken tonight to just save the whole world if they would just hear it.
Amen.
So we believe that. So we know tonight as we walk away, we know God don't need our help, does he?
That's right.
All he really needs is just for us to believe it.
Amen.
You know, it's been really hold my heart a lot, just keeps stirring in me. You know, what can God do if we just won't do what he asks us to do? If, you know, he can give us truth. It makes no difference how much truth we hear, how much we sit in. If we just don't do it,
then
we just kind of hold him back. And so we don't, you know, the scripture says we are not of those that draw back unto perdition, but believe unto the saving of the soul. I was talking to my son this morning. I was telling him, you can only know God by a personal relationship.
Yes.
I said, people come to church. They can spend their whole time in life coming to church, doing this, doing that, doing what the next guy does. But none of it's any good until you know you have a personal relationship and you walk with God. Amen. And so we heard that tonight. I was just really astounded by the virtual reality thing. I've never done that. I know some of the brothers in church have done that. And so I haven't. But I know enough about electronics because that's the field that I was in. I know what all that stuff is. And you know, when he was saying that, I just kept remembering where Brother Branham was. And we've talked about it before, how that he talked about that people would see ants as high as 14 trees and birds with wingspans, you know. And one of the sisters that was there heard it. She saw him after service at lunch somewhere, and she went over to him and she said, Brother Branham, she said, is that real? And he said, it'll be real to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we've heard him say, the televisions and things are producing it.
Yeah.
And that's why, for me, I don't understand why any believer, any message believer who knows, would be tuning in and watching some of these sci-fi superhero stuff. I don't get it, right? We don't want to be doing that because we are affected by what we partake of.
Right.
Amen? We want to partake of the truth, the only truth. We heard it tonight, the only truth that there is.
Amen.
Amen. To know that everything God has said is true. We want to obey him. And I have not always obeyed the Lord. I remember even back in Pentecost, it was actually in this building. I remember one night, I don't remember if I was, I think I was preaching because I was standing, and this man and woman is right in the middle of service. A man and woman came in and sat down in service. I didn't know who they were. And I didn't know, I found out the story later, but he had been in the hospital, had pneumonia. He had a lot of chest pain, and they had got out of the hospital in Fort Smith, and they lived in Fayetteville somewhere. And so I was up here, and the Lord really impressed upon me to go to this man. I didn't know, you know, they just came in. Go to him, call him out, which, you know, I'm just telling you what it was, you know, and I didn't do it. And so, you know, that night, all night long, I got whipping. All night long. And I said, God, if you'll bring that man back, I promise you,
yes,
I'll do what you said do.
Right.
And so the next morning in service, Sunday morning service, I don't know if Aunt Mary was here or not. She might remember this if she was here. But the man walked into service, but his wife wasn't with him. He come into service, and so I obeyed the Lord, you know. And he come back to service that night, and he was healed. All that pain that he had,
yes,
it was healed just like that.
Yeah.
But I felt bad even after that because why it happened, I don't know. But when they left church that night, they stopped up here. What it was 7-Eleven at the time. It was come and go. He went in the store to get something, and she drove off and left him and went home without him. I don't know why. And he spent the night down under the bridge and walked up here and come to service the next morning. And I've wondered, did I make that man have to spend the night? Did I cause that because I didn't obey, but I told the Lord, you bring him back? And I'm just telling you the truth. Came back, and I did what the Lord told me to do, and he came to service that night and was healed on the spot when we prayed for him. I say that. He had some spirits, and he was delivered, and then healed instantly. And so It's always best to obey the Lord.
Amen.
We definitely want to do that. So God has a provided place of worship. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And you know what? You pack that name.
Amen.
So we just really appreciate those things. Amen. I don't know if they got a song you want to close with. Amen. Want to invite everyone to stay. We have some fellowship food to have downstairs. You go right through the back and make a U-turn stairs and take you downstairs to our fellowship hall. And we certainly want to invite everyone to stay for fellowship just for a little bit. How many enjoyed this tonight?
Amen.
I mean, good. All I ask of myself, you know, for me, what I want my walk, and I ask for everybody else, and certainly for a minister to come, just be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
That's it. Just walk with the Lord, be led by His Spirit, and you know it'll all come out right. Amen. So I enjoyed that. Service.